So coming off of yesterday's gospel about you can't serve both God and mammon, it gives us a good type of reflection and entrance into the gospel today about that total dedication the Lord asks of us. It's required of us, each one of us. The Lord wants everything. And it's a great reading, I think, to get us prepared for Lent coming up on Wednesday. And again, especially that first reading from Sirach, to the penitent, God provides a way back. He encouraged those who are losing hope and has chosen for them the lot of truth. Return to him and give up sin. Again, what better readings we could have today as we prepare ourselves to enter into Lent, enter into that sentence, that season of penance, of preparation for the great season of Easter, that new life that the Lord gives us, the new life that the young man was looking for. What must I do to inherit eternal life? That natural yearning for more that we all have, that natural desire for something more than what we can see, for more than what we can have. And the young man was not satisfied with earthly riches. He was not satisfied with even keeping the external observance of the law. He wanted more. He was looking for more. And the gospel starts off with these beautiful words about Jesus setting out on a journey, reminding us, especially at this point in Mark's gospel, Jesus is on a journey to Jerusalem. He's heading towards the cross. And St. Luke, I believe it is, tells us his face is set like flint. With resolute determination, he's going to the cross. This is the journey that Jesus is setting out on. It's the journey that we're all called to join him on. That journey towards Jerusalem, that journey towards the cross. It's that journey that the young man is ultimately desiring, but is not yet ready to say yes to. But this young man comes to Jesus and he kneels down before him. What's our posture before Jesus? How do we approach the Lord? Do we run up to him and kneel down? Adoration, respect, prostration, worship? What's our heart? What's the posture of our heart as we approach Jesus with the deepest needs of our heart? And Jesus stopped to address this young man, to have this conversation. So when we come to Jesus with adoration, with respect, with desire, he pays attention. He was on a journey and he stopped to address this young man. So that should give us confidence and courage to approach him. This young man was not complete in his spiritual journey. He was not perfect in his desires. He was not perfect in anything. But Jesus still made time for him. Again, gives us confidence that we can approach our Lord with our questions, with our yearnings, with our desires. You are lacking in one thing, Jesus tells this young man. Again, as we are preparing for Lent, the season of preparation. And as we heard yesterday about the battle between serving God and serving mammon, maybe this could be our point of reflection. Just this one sentence. You are lacking in one thing. Maybe that can be what we ask the Lord every day during Lent this year. What is the one thing that I'm lacking? What is it that's keeping me from serving you completely, totally, faithfully? What is it that I'm holding on to that I'm afraid to let go of? In what area of my life are you not enough for me, Lord? You can't serve God and mammon, because when we don't trust God, we start trusting in mammon. We're afraid that God might not be enough. Or perhaps we know what it's going to take. Perhaps we know that God is enough, and we're afraid to go all the way. What is the one thing that I'm lacking, Lord? But we always do that reflection, that examination, in light of the cross, in light of the gaze of the Father. Jesus looked at him lovingly. He looked at him with love before he told him that, before he invited him into that deep, true, intimate relationship and to that life of discipleship that we're all called to, radical and total abandonment, that every day we have to say yes to the Lord. So we do this examination with the loving gaze of the cross, never on our own. I mean, one thing I always like to look at is in Luke's gospel, the calling of Peter, right? Put out into the deep. We all love that story. And Peter's response to him is, "Depart from me, I'm a sinful man." But he only had that reflection after the miraculous catch. After Jesus revealed himself as the miracle worker, was Peter able to recognize his fault, where he was lacking. It's in the gaze of Jesus, the loving look of our Father, that we can recognize these areas in our life that we need to surrender. The areas of our life where we're allowing fear to take hold, to dominate, to control. Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It's not easy. You know, so while we have confidence and courage to approach our Savior, while we can trust that He will look at us lovingly and call us to faithful discipleship, we should expect the cross. Christ is on His way to Jerusalem. Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. First, He said how hard it is for those who have wealth. And they were amazed. Then He left out that wealth part. He just said how hard it is to enter. And they were exceedingly astonished. It is more than we can do. We should be exceedingly astonished at the invitation, at the demand, at the command that it requires to say yes to this life. Because it is above our ability. Until we become like children, completely, radically dependent on God for everything, we are not able to enter the kingdom. And that's why He says, for man it is impossible. Impossible. Not really hard. Not if you try hard enough. If you do enough penance, or if you say enough prayers, or if you do whatever, then you can do it. Impossible. Again, that's freedom for us. For those of us who might be control freaks or perfectionists or want to have everything in line for our own design and will for life, this could be fearful for us. But this is where freedom lies. And this is the heart of the gospel. That only in Jesus can we ever do anything. Yeah, He works with us. Grace builds on nature. We're not completely useless, but it's only in, with, and through Jesus that we can do anything. That's the radical surrender that Jesus has invited each one of you to. And when He invites, He equips. So as scary as a life of discipleship might be, as demanding and arduous as this life can be and is, He equips us each and every day for that yes. So yes, let us allow the loving gaze of the Father to be upon us today and every day. Let us let Him tell me where I'm lacking. Allow that to spur me to a yes, a radical yes. Because the reality of what the young man did is true for each one of us, and we all face it. We've all been faced with the decision and said no and walked away sad. So we go back to that first reading. To the penitent, God gives a way back. He encourages those who are losing hope and has chosen for them the lot of truth. Return to Him and give up sin. Pray to the Lord and make your offenses few. It is indeed a difficult and challenging task, but with the Lord, as He says, all things are possible. Amen.